The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, since from yesterday. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's the 16th of May here, 2018, 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Nearly remodeled, expanded that beautiful walk-in humidor. Great service there, and good morning to Bad Bob. How you doing, buddy? You know what? When you roll in, this is the latest you've ever rolled in, and it was before 7, but just at the mark, and Linda and I are looking at each other and going, did Bob say it was not going to be here? Because you're always here early.
I stopped by Holiday Market on the way in to grab a nibble because there was nothing in the pantry. It's been that kind of week that we haven't made it to the store.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
And there was absolutely nothing that didn't look just like, no, I don't want that for breakfast.
Yeah. Right.
So armed with my coffee, of course, they do these little breakfast sandwiches up there at Holiday.
Yeah.
They're pretty tasty. Anyway, quite the light show last night over West Ready.
Whoa, thunder and lightning.
It's nice to put your plants out and let them get a good drink.
And speaking of weather, here's Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody.
Welcome.
Hey, it's rodeo week. And the rodeo begins tonight. And if you
just
hang in there because we've got like a morning chock full of great surprises of people that live around the world that are here in the studio today that are going to be on the air here in a few minutes. But first, let's tell you about what our weather forecast is overnight. Tonight, our lows will be 55. Right now, it's currently 57. Our highs will be 76. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. That's overnight. Wednesday, also chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday calls for a slight chance of the showers as well with our lows of 55 and highs of 76. Thursday, that's today. Today's Wednesday. It's not a hump day. It's hump day. It's just, I'll tell you what, it's all been kind of a blur. Thursday calls for slight thunderstorms, again, with our highs of 80, and that's going to be interesting and partly cloudy on Thursday night with lows of 55. Now, Friday calls for a high of 88.
There you go.
There's a big jump happening right there, and I was thinking about the animals.
Rodeo.
The rodeo animals before. You know, sometimes when it's super, super hot,
they put fans on out there.
You need to really worry about it.
They bring them cold drinks. They do.
Well, they really watch them. And of course, we've had Haven Humane on here before that they don't really talk about it. But, you know, they go down there and check on it.
And then plus they have 24-hour day vets.
And other organizations
they do not want to have anything happen to those animals for a variety of reasons. One, mainly, is that the contractors care about these animals. This is their livelihood, and they're not going to abuse them. And the other thing is, you know, you've got somebody looking over your shoulder every second. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And like we said, the rodeo begins tonight. Very, very exciting.
The extreme bull riding starts tonight at 5:30. And if you haven't seen that, they've got 40 bulls, 40 riders.
Wow.
Plus, they're going to have a number of other things that are going on there. Hey, you know what? You know, everybody talks about this 15 minutes of fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes of fame is for a young lady named Bailey O'Callaghan from Reading. And
love it.
Bailey is the one that was on in February, went down with an 8-hour day. After they got down there in Los Angeles and got on Price is Right and got called to come on down. And Bailey was saying on her shirt says, Drew's going to have to buy me a drinko if I can't play Pinko. Plinko, or whatever that is. I'm not sure what
Banco
the...
Or...
No, Plinko. It's the name of a game.
Oh.
Anyway, she gets called down and Bailey wins big. She wins a kayak. She wins two mopeds. She wins a laptop. She wins a trip for two to Rome and...
Paris. I thought it was two trips.
No, it's one trip, 15 days long.
Okay.
So she went all that
from the IRS.
and so she went all that, and then but they didn't play it until last night. So they couldn't say anything about it. She's got a year to do it. Anyway, Bailey O'Callaghan, you know what? You didn't look crazy. She says, it was like a black. I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything about it. So anyway, I think that's great. I'm really proud of Bailey because she looks like, you know, looks like a real nice girl. And her parents are from here. She went to school here. She went to, graduated from Chico State and now is a proud owner of a sea kayak and other things.
Very cool. It's clean.
It's cool.
It's
she
clear.
It. Hey, yesterday we talked about Seattle. The city council passed these. It's a head tax.
What?
On a head tax on companies that are successful with over so you know with over X amount of employees but making X amount of dollars. Well, who's that? I mean, it's like it turns out to be like 60 companies in Seattle. Of course, Amazon is the largest by far, and then Starbucks is right behind them, and they're fighting back. I mean, they're coming back and they're saying, you know what? Seattle does not have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem, Amazon Vice President Heydrich said. And Starbucks goes back and says, you can't keep kids off the streets at age five. What do you, you know, how are you going to spend this money? Because, I mean, and here's, both of these are liberal companies that have pushed money out in all these causes, but they're taking $48 million from them. And these taxes are, they're, on these big companies. Now, it's what Amazon has said. You know what? Maybe we need to take a look about staying here in Seattle, and any future growth needs to go to someplace else. And they are looking for a different place to put their second headquarters, anywhere from Atlanta to Austin to, you know, along the East Coast, all along the East Coast.
Mm.
So, I mean,
as I said, wrapping your hands around the throat of the golden goose is rarely a good strategy.
Well, it's $247 per employee for these companies, and it started out at $500. $500. And the mayor says, I'll veto it. It's too much. And I tell you, it's a bit, you know what? Imagine that, paying $500 a year for your employees right up front. It comes out to $48 million. For the homeless there. And they got something like the second or third largest homeless population in the United States up in Seattle, if you can believe that. Probably because a lot of the neat things happen up there. You know, they get maybe an Apple phone or an iPad along with their, you know, their debit card.
And who has the oversight on this? That's a significant sum of money.
Well, that's
the
what
oversight?
They're saying. That's what Amazon's saying. You can't spend the money you have now correctly. What are you going to do with $48 million more dollars? So this is a battle that's just starting.
Speaking of a battle, ABC's Roseanne is one of the few popular television programs to feature a pro-Trump character, but conservatives shouldn't get used to seeing similar ideology in the sitcom for much longer. ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey put the kibosh on Roseanne remaining political in the second season, apparently ditching the strategy the network touted only 2 months ago.
There go the ratings.
He said that the show will lean away from politics next season during a conference call and with reporters as part of the network's upfront presentation. Upon learning the news, conservative media icon Matt Drudge tweeted, corporate cannibals stripping Roseanne of her fun.
Well, they're saying also that the reason that, you know, that Roseanne came out was because, ABC?
ABC
had said, we've lost touch with all of Central, you know, the center of America, the center of America here. And Roseanne touched on something obviously people like because it's the highest rated show out there. And now Fox is bringing back that Tim Allen show, the one that was canceled because for no reason. He was, you know, like the fourth highest rated show, and except he was conservative, and all of a sudden he gets canceled. Well, Fox is bringing it back.
Good.
So, you know, here's the thing is, of course, they're toning it down because it was making liberals look like idiots because you had hardworking people that make this country great in there, and they're saying, hey, look, I'm voting for something. Look, the economy's better, and they were saying things like that. And it was like, oh, no, you can't do that. So it doesn't surprise me that they would like to do that. We'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break here because we've got a lot of stuff going on. We have just a number of items that are going to be happening here. A number of guests coming in. Of course, we have Sheriff Basenko on at 8 o'clock, but we're going to be filled up well before that with so many other things going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. It's a better-known business. It is has been voted the best in the North State because it is the best in the North State. any make or model, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Every year at this time, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 16th of May, 2018. 57 degrees going up to 76 today. May have a little rain, maybe. It's going to be clearing up the rest of the week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And we're here today, Linda and I are here today, with Vince Stevenson, who is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And you've got a couple of things to talk about, but this, the big one that's coming up is the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Day service on the 30th of May.
Yep.
The real Memorial Day.
We do it traditionally on the day, so this year it's going to fall on a Wednesday. Which obviously throws up a few barriers for us, but for the most part, I expect probably 300 plus people out there, and we'll be serving lunch afterwards. So
This is always a good one to go to because it's a very moving service, and it's easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It's parking. Roll in there. Like I said, it's a very moving service, great ceremony. Have lunch afterwards.
Yeah.
Provided by?
This is A-Team. It's a group of people, including Supervisor Keough and a few others that have always come together. I think they've actually been there 25 years, just like us.
So is
they've
that
been
right?
there, been with us since the beginning.
Okay. Well, great. So what time does it start?
It starts at 11 o'clock. And this year we have a gold star wife that's going to be our speaker.
Oh, really?
That'll be moving.
Very,
gold star wife, wow.
Yeah. So you might want to throw in a few Kleenexes and
listen. Can we explain to our listeners one more time for maybe those who just are driving with their children in the car to school what a gold star wife is?
Okay, gold star wife or gold star family is somebody who's lost someone in battle. So this is a situation where she was a wife of a Marine, the 2-4, and she got noticed that he had issue, and it ended up being his downfall. In this situation, it's a little bit different because part of her recovery and her therapy was actually working with fellow Marines who were also going through difficult times and family members, and she ended up meeting another Marine. And he was going through an issue where he had lost a limb, was kind of working through that. And they ended up being great friends and eventually relationship. And so she's in it heart all the way through the heart. So she's definitely a person who I am very curious to hear what she has to say.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
And that's going to be on the 30th, on a yep. Wednesday. Starts at 11 o'clock down at the Civic Auditorium, at the Veterans Memorial Grove, which is just as you're entering on the property down there. It's right down there on the end. So there's, like I said, there's plenty of parking.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's going to be a great event. Now you're going to have something else happening here in June, early June.
Yep, June 2nd, we are going to have the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council annual awards dinner. Something you guys are familiar with. I think you've been recipients before.
We have been recipients
Thank
of that
you.
Award. What a honor that was.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is definitely something we look forward to each year. This year is going to be a little different. Not only are we going to recognize the nominees and the awardees for the veterans advocate efforts that they've made over the past year, but this year it's a little bit different in the sense that we have been chosen to be the organization that recognizes the Presidential Community Service Award. So this is for Mr. Donald Trump himself. We'll be recognizing groups and individuals within the community who have done wonderful community service.
Wow.
So we have some great nominees. Most people out there listening might recognize Preston Sharp.
Of course.
Preston may have had his name out there occasionally.
Yeah. He may have been recently visiting the White House.
I think he's got a room.
He sleeps in the Lincoln room. So.
Along with that is United Shasta, a group that goes out and cleans under overpasses and does wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Tons of garbage they pick up.
Shasta Community Shasta Support Services, Dale Ball and his group, they'll be out there doing their thing, and we're recognizing them and talking to them about the possibility of an award. And then those funny little guys who run around shooting up the sky with their yellow shirts on.
The Asphalt Cowboys.
All right.
Group that's been around a long, long time.
I think, I wonder if they've been around as long as the rodeo's been around since 1948. So I'm not
pretty
sure
close.
They've been really close on that. And they, that as people don't really realize is that they are really deputies for the sheriff.
Absolutely.
And if there's an emergency, they're out there to serve food, which they can serve 10,000 breakfast in about 3 hours, as they prove this. They're going to prove again this Friday
in a couple days
down in Shootout Gulch or wherever that is down there, whatever they call it, Roaring Gulch downtown, and which means that we have to get all of our stuff set up tomorrow for Friday morning. Well, yeah.
Luckily, the weather will be good.
Weather's going to be good. We're all right with that. Vince Stevenson is here with us. And Vince, like I said, is the president of the Shasta County Veteran Affiliate Council. Plus, he does a million other things around here.
Too many.
Stevenson Firearms, and you also work over at?
Honor Financial and Omega Mega Mortgage.
Yeah.
And then I have a little financial advisory business.
Which is
business.
The ones that got us the our mortgage on our house.
Oh, thank you.
And it was, well, you did. And it was, and you all take veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And you you treat them differently, in a good sense.
Absolutely. That's what we want to be treated ourselves. So
there you go.
Yep.
Okay, Ben, thanks so much for coming in. I know you're busier than hell. You got anything else you want to hit before you leave?
No, just for those people who are out there considering, if you'd like to come and support those nominees, or if you'd just like to come support the veterans, we've got a great thing going on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's at Wind River, and it's going to be starting at 5:30 cocktail hour. At the Wind River Event Center.
Right.
But we've got a great band. We've got a lot of things going on, so it's definitely worth your time. I think a table is only $200.
That's
so.
Right, or $25 per person.
Absolutely. We've got
maybe reserved for parties for 8 to 10 people. Co-host bar opens at 5:30, and mess call will sound at 6:30 p.m.
We got some great raffle tickets for a nice Henry rifle. A little Glock, and then a lot of ammo. We're going to auction off ammo this time.
ammo. Yeah, ammo.
Always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Well, no, we appreciate what you do for our community event and all those other things. So thank you so much for, coming in here and taking the time.
I appreciate it.
And we want to get some other things going for you. So as long as we have all the information here, we can keep talking about it. So we got it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
And vocals to sing your decade's best, then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and grab the mic for karaoke rewards in overtime. No cover charge. The action starts every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Earn tickets to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, three slot play, and cash. Drawings at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. The more tickets, the more chance to win. Karaoke rewards. Tuesday at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. Karaoke is better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots, and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Oh, how appropriate here. We have a studio full of United States Marines. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's 7:31 in the morning, and it's 57 degrees, going up to 76 today on the 18th of, I should say, the 16th of May, 2018. And we have been, again, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard has joined us for the Reading Rodeo and the parade. And Staff Sergeant Jay is the NCOIC of this endeavor. Good morning. Wait a minute.
Got to get you down on there, yeah.
Yep. We got to push that up a little bit. He's tall. Okay. Welcome. Is this your first time to Reading?
This is my first time to Reading. I think it's a couple of our first times to Reading. We have some members on the team who's been here last year and a couple of years prior. So,
Sergeant Cummings, Corporal Frost, you all have been here before. So, how long have you been with the Mounted Color Guard?
I've been with the Color Guard for about 3 months now.
3 months.
So I'm one of the newest members of the team.
And so, what's your background in the Marine Corps?
I'm in the infantry. So I've been in the infantry for 17 years. Started off as a machine gunner. Back in 2001, made my way up through, did a couple of different billets, you know, Marine Security Guard, was able to go overseas and guard embassies, multiple deployments, and was able to come here after that.
Did you volunteer for this, or was this one of those assignments?
It was a volunteer. I found out about it. It was the closest I could get to my family at the time, so I said, yes, I'll take that duty station.
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny that a lot of people don't realize this is a, how long is it, a three-year tour? Or
this is a three-year tour.
Three-year tour, but you're in Barstow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a kind of a trade-off.
It is.
Yeah. Have you been raised around horses?
Some of my families have horses my whole life. I worked on a ranch when I was in high school in New Mexico. That was, 18 years ago.
Are you from New Mexico, then?
I'm not. I'm from Arizona.
Oh, from Arizona. Okay. Yeah.
So I have family in New Mexico. Met a rancher and started working for him for a couple of years. And that's pretty much my background with horses. Just don't fall off.
Don't
that's
fall
I got
off.
Here.
If you fall off, try and find a softer spot
right.
to land on. There you go. Well, we really appreciate you all coming up here. I know you've got your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, of anywhere you want to go in the United States. And you all have been coming here now for, 5 years? At least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe six. And we've gone through a whole bunch of Mounted Color Guard here, some of which I think are still in the Marine Corps. Others that are probably being pursued at various places. Anyway, let's meet the rest of the of our Marines here. Corporal Frost, why don't you hop in here? You can hop right there is fine. Corporal Frost was here last year.
Hi.
Hi. Would you tell everybody about Reading?
I love Reading. Reading, honestly, is my favorite event that I do all year long. To me, it's very family-oriented. I love it, so I enjoy coming back every year.
Tell us about you. Tell us about Corporal Frost.
This is my second year. I'm originally from Georgia. I've rode horses all my life. I'm originally a barrel racer. And so rodeo is one of the things that I love doing. So enjoy it so much.
Well, that's great. Okay, that's behind you, Corporal. Come on in, Corporal, and tell me how to pronounce your name there.
Gauna.
Okay, where are you from, Corporal?
Monroe, Louisiana.
Okay. Now, did you raise your hand when you say you hadn't been on horses before?
I did, but I've been on horses, on the circus.
Everybody, and somebody's leading you around when you're 5 years
old. Yeah.
Okay, that counts.
Yes, it counts.
You know what? We just had Bob just had a terrible ride the other day. It was he went off, his foot got caught in the stirrup, and thank God somebody unplugged it. The horse. Okay. So why did you join the color guard.
Oh, I
not a color guard. Or was this an assignment?
I got it voluntold to go. But, you know, I did something I didn't know. But now that I think about it, I'm glad that I made it. I'm like, I did go. Because there's so much stuff I'm exploring, like 9 States while I'm traveling and all that. And I'm learning how to ride the horses, too.
We have people. Just close the door there. That's okay. Sergeant Cummings, come in here and shut the hatch there. Okay. They're out there just making friends everywhere they go, the Marines. Okay, so what's your background, Corporal?
Just a small family. I have 4 sisters and all that. I'm the only one that joined the military. I'm the youngest of 4 of the older sisters, so, you know, it was really hard to grow up with 4 older sisters and the only boy. But
you've been used to taking orders at that point coming in.
But they did teach me one thing, you know, treat a lady right. So they all taught me that.
Well, you know what? That's great. So what do you do in the Marine Corps when you're not riding horses?
You know, exploring. I like trying new things. I went to Las Vegas. I never went to Las Vegas, you know, exploring there. Skydiving. I want to go skydiving, but...
Why is everybody holding their faces and laughing? What's your voice?
He asked me what I do.
No, what do you do? Oh, no, I know. It was the way I asked it. It's okay. I know what? You really do enjoy this,
yeah.
Don't you? You know what? I don't blame you, Corporal. You know, I'm really enjoying this. You know, but because here's a young man that comes in, he has 4 older sisters. He says, I know how to treat ladies, you know, because if I didn't, they would probably kill me. And you're enjoying this. You're taking your time in Marine Corps. But yeah, what do you do in the Marine Corps? What's your MOS? I should be more specific.
Yeah, I've been
dealing with civilians for a long time here. Okay.
I'm a 0311 infantry.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so you got kind of told to come to this, but now you're really happy you did.
Yes, sir.
You know, every one of y'all has been a. I think every one of you has been a. You know, when you come here, you've been such a great representative of the Marine Corps, from the very first group that came through to this group here. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on in. I can't see your rank there, Roe. It's over there. Sergeant Roe. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about you. You can tell us about your life, which I do want to hear.
I'm going to try not to do that.
but
I'm from Great Falls, Montana.
Okay.
I heard about the Mounted Color Guard. Tried really hard to get on it. It took a while, and I'm finally here. So I'm enjoying the heck out of it. It's a blast.
And what's your MOS?
6048, Flight Equipment Technician. I worked on Hueys and Cobras before I came here, the helicopters.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you really wanted to be on this.
I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I grew up with horses. We have 6 horses back home. So.
Okay. So is this what you thought it was going to be?
Yes and no. I mean, there's so much more into it. I thought I was really, really good at, I thought I knew everything about horses, but that's never the case. So I came here, and it's a little bit of an eye-opener. But it's fun because you learn so much more. You really do learn kind of everything about it.
I have a question because we've had just a wonderful, we've got to witness you in the last 5 years that you've been up here, and what happens with the horses, no matter what a good horseman you are, the horses have their own, decide they're going to have
their
little snit when they get there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, where it goes through your mind when you know I have to be in a perfect line, and the horse is having a snit, and they're doing their thing, I mean, what do you do?
Well, I've only actually been in one event. My horse, Dean, behaved very well, so I haven't personally experienced it. If I did, I would just try to apply all my horsemanship values and knowledge to it and try to keep him in line and not get mad about it. You don't want to yank on his mouth or anything like that, so you just want to kind of nudge him with use your feet and hope for the best. That's what I would do.
Okay, Sergeant Cummins, you've been around here a long time. You hop in here. You ever had 3 point in one direction, one going the other? Horses. If you all got all their heads going in the same direction every
time.
Well,
they kind of, horses do whatever a horse wants to do. So we've had all kinds of stuff happen.
Sergeant Cummings has been here before, and good morning, welcome back, Sergeant.
Well, thank you.
Glad you can make it back. Did you like Reading? What did you like about Reading?
Everything, the people, the community, I think, was the highlight of last year. Is really the pancake breakfast, going out there and meeting everybody, and just this whole time, everybody, the whole atmosphere and people we run into is just awesome.
Well, you know what? The you all have not experienced the pancake breakfast yet, but there will be 10,000 of your closest supporters will be out there with you on Friday. And you'll be, and Sergeant Cummings and Corporal Frost would tell you that it's a people running really, really appreciate the military, especially Marines. A lot of Marines around here. Okay. Yeah, all right. Now, here's the next rider coming in here and tell
Hi.
Us who you are.
I'm PFC Verdugo.
Are you kind of new here, PFC?
Yes. I just got into Barstow a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm originally in supply, and they started talking about the Mountain Color Guard. Never knew about it, anything. And I've rode horses before. My family's really big on horses. So I really wanted to join, and I love it. It's different.
Okay, so what is your favorite part of this?
I think my favorite part is learning new things about the horses. Because, like Sergeant Rose said, I thought I knew everything. And you just learn new things every day.
Oh, yeah. And you'll have, I imagine that, and we need to talk about the horses, and we will. We're going to cycle back through here again and talk about the horses. But so you volunteered then for this one?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on to our next Marine. And tell us your name, Marine.
Lance Corporal Service.
Okay, Lance Corporal, are you a volunteer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell us about you.
Okay. Well, I'm an 0111 admin. And so when I first got here, like, I was trying to, when I first joined the Marine Corps, I was, like, trying to deploy stuff, and then I ended up in Barstow. I thought it was, like, a bad thing. Then I found out about the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard and what they do and stuff, and how they represent the Marine Corps, and I really want to try to be on it. And I've been trying for so long, trying to get on it, and then I'm finally here. So I'm real happy to be here.
So where are you from?
I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, okay. And you tried to be on, so you were wanting to deploy, and you ended up in Barstow. Was that your first duty station?
Yes, this is my first duty station.
And you're an 01?
Yes.
So do you read
not by choice.
Do you read at night to the grunts?
So, yes.
Okay,
sometimes
like
I
the
can't
paper,
read.
So
yeah.
You read the paper to them and things
yeah.
like so they know what's going on? Okay, I'm just
yeah.
wondering about that. All right, so you're glad you're on it. And this is your first assignment, and it's Barstow.
Yes.
Wow. How yeah. do people get sent to Barstow on their very first tour? Isn't that considered a hardship tour?
It should be, yeah.
Everybody's going,
it should be.
If you've never been to Barstow, you can spend a year in Barstow in one weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that. So what's the biggest thing you found about learning about the color guard, the Mounted Color Guard?
The biggest thing I found, I think it's just how they hold themselves up to a certain standard, how they represent the Marine Corps. And I really like that about them. It's just like they're so close and so tight. I like how they how everybody's a family and everything like that. So I like it.
I tell you what, it used to be when they in the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard for so long it was just all male. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the first woman 4 years ago maybe. And then now we have three women Marines in the group right now. I think that's great. And then in the photos they have of the Mounted Color Guard, there's always a woman Marine in there. So I think that's great. Well, thanks, and welcome to Reading. Okay.
Thanks for
having
me.
I know I haven't forgotten Corp Davis. Hop in here, buddy.
Morning.
Tell us about you.
Originally, I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm a military policeman by trade. I spent 2 years in Japan before coming to the team here in Barstow. This is my first time here in Reading.
So what do you like about it?
I would say the traveling, going all over across the country, getting to meet new people and experience new places.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Staff Sergeant Jay, hop on back here. I know you've only been here for 3 months, but we got Sergeant Cummings sitting back here, too, to answer some of these questions. We got a few more minutes, right?
Right.
You don't have to.
Well, Corporal Davis. You have not been on a horse before.
Right.
So what was that like for you? Get up on that mic, young man. Young Marine. What was it like for you? You just were in Japan. You come to Barstow. What's the first day that they tell you? What do you have to do? Give us a visual of what you have to do the first day you're going, okay, I'm in now the Mounted Color Guard.
Getting on top of a horse I'd never been on before and trying to stay on, trying not to fall off.
So how do they train you to do that? Obviously you go through a riding course put on by your fellow Marines.
We have a civilian horse trainer. He does a really good job. He's always working with people that never touched a horse before, so he's very experienced, and it's just doing it every day. That's all we do, work with horses, so you really have no choice but to get pretty good at it.
pretty good, or it gets embarrassing when the horse is dragging you around the ground, right?
Sometimes.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, this portion of the show, and we're going to bring right back, because we want to talk about the horses and some more incidents and things like that that happened that made your life interesting over the last few years. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. John and Sarah started this firearms company, gosh, about 9 years ago, and I can't think of any other place I go to buy guns at. Great customer service, good guns, great gunsmithing, classes on CCW and hunter safety. They have it all, and veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 57 degrees, going up to 76 today. We'll be right back.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Wednesday. It's currently 57 degrees. Our highs today will be 76 and our lows at 55. We're here with the Mounted Marine Color Guard. or the Color Guard Mounted Marines. What are they?
The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Okay, Colonel, you come back in. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. Check them out today. The only full service. Well, they can take care of just about anything you want in the jewelry department needs and a great estate jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry.
There you go. Dr. Maria Salas just joined us. She's the other one. See, we have two people that have been assigned to the Marine Corps this week to try and keep their arms around them and get them from spot to spot. One, of course, is Gordon Bach of the Asphalt Cowboys, but the other one is Dr. Maria Salas, who's been doing this job for how long, Dr. Maria?
This will be the third season.
Third season. And if it wasn't for you and Gordon, this would become a lot more difficult. And we'd like to be a big shout-out to Crown Motors.
Oh, yeah.
Crown Motors
and van.
Steve
awesome.
Gave us a van to be able to, provided a van, didn't give it to us, but provided a van from Crown Motors to be able to transport our Marines around town so they wouldn't have to be driving their big trucks. And we've got our own drivers for them. It's kind of like your own personal Uber there. And yeah, it just means is that you when you go out to the lake, you can't have a beer. Yeah, got it.
Not
okay.
Clear,
all right, good. Okay, Staff Sergeant Jay, and Sergeant Cummings, you can join us because you've only been here 3 months, so it's not fair to ask you all the questions going on. Okay. Tell us about the horses.
So the horses we brought this week, we actually bought a mixture of the American Mustangs, and we brought one quarter horse that we just picked up. So we brought six horses this trip. Four of our main horses are going to be, you know, the ones that were here last year. They're our top performers right now. We have two horses that we brought for exposure and training. Ford is probably our most green horse that we have. He's going to turn into one of our better performers as soon as we get him trained correctly. And then our sixth horse that we brought is one of our new mares. She's a quarter horse that we found actually in Tulare, California. And she's already has some parade and drill experience, and we were able to use her on this last Saturday at a small event, and we're going to see if she works at a larger event and try to graduate her up into the roster of horses.
Now, your horses, it's an unusual story in the history of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Coming all Mustangs.
Correct.
Until this last quarter horse, but they're all Mustangs. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. So back in 1967, when Colonel Lindsay started the team, he adopted four Palominos from the BLM, and ever since then, all the way up until this last acquisition of horses, has been adopting American Mustangs from Palomino Valley over in Nevada.
Palomino Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Because, what, they're all Palominos, or most of them are?
Most of them are Palominos, yeah. They,
okay.
They separate the Mustangs, and they send all the Palominos there.
Okay, so these are all, they're all Mustangs. Palominos, and they're all giggling right now. I'm not sure why.
Right.
And then they go to a penitentiary for training. Is that correct?
They do. They go to Carson City Penitentiary Wranglers Program. The inmates work with the horses before they're adopted out to the public.
Okay, so they kind of like take the rough edges off them?
Pretty much,
and
yes.
Then you bring them then down to Barstow, and where you have another trainer there.
We do. We have a contractor. He's a local gentleman, lives there in Barstow, worked with horses his whole life. He trains all the Marine riders when we get here, continuous training as we're there, and he also helps us train the new horses.
And what's his name?
His name is Mr. Terry Holliday.
Terry?
Terry Holliday, yes.
Holliday. That would be a great documentary on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to put that out there.
Okay.
Okay, now, Sergeant Cummings, hop back in here. You can pull that down, or there you go. Take charge of that microphone there, Sergeant. Were you here when did it rain last year? Was it last year?
No, sir, it rained last year.
Okay, so it was year before last. It rained. Neither one of y'all were here then. Nobody was
Nothing.
Here. It rained torrentially. It rained torrentially. Pull that up. It was unbelievable. Linda and I were the only ones in the stands because we had our ponchos on. Everybody else had run for cover. Everybody is out huddled. And, I mean, just it was uncomfortable, and they started coming in. And that year, the horses had been a little bit antsy during the other nights, but that day when that rain was pouring down, they came in like they were glued together. Mm-hmm. It was like they were in step, and they didn't move away from each other for the whole time. That was the best I've ever seen until they're coming out, and our Marines, you know, just of course were outstanding. But as they were coming off, the rain is just pouring down over their faces. It was just But it was just an outstanding example of teamwork on that. So do you have days? Tell us about days that maybe it didn't go that well.
I think any day with when you're working with a horse, it can be, you know, a good day, a bad day, an okay day. You never really know until you get on them. But I think in our minds, it's never a good day because we always nitpick, you know, our performances, or whether it be a parade or a rodeo or just some kind of ceremony that we're sitting in. But on the outside, it turns out decent.
Now you've been in the Rose Parade. Do you do that a lot or all the time, Stefan?
Every year.
Were you into presidential inauguration parades? No. Any of those? I think they need to have you all there. How many other mounted color guards are there in the armed forces? Are you the only one?
Or in the armed forces, one? The Army has quite a few. They have their cavalry units.
Correct. Oh, okay.
But the Marine Corps, this is the only one in the Marine Corps. All right. I don't believe the Air Force has one.
No, they don't know what the ground looks like.
And the Navy's, they keep sinking ships.
That's so right. What about the, as far as, how many events do you go to a year?
We go to anywhere between 175 to 200 events a year.
Wow.
So we travel close to 17,000 miles every year.
So is there any thought ever about splitting up and maybe putting two?
We're actually trying to get there. So
okay.
we're trying to get the horses to where we have a complete roster to have two teams of four horses performance ready. And then two teams of four Marines performance ready as well.
Okay.
As soon as we get to that, then we'll be able to maybe split off and even attack, be able to support even more events across the country. And if we can do that, I think we'll be able to support a lot more events and be a lot better.
So you all really Corporal Frost, hop back in here, and then and Sergeant Rowe, come on in, get back in here, lady. Corporal Frost, this is your second time here, and so you've seen it all one time. So now are you the old pro?
I am.
Are you telling everybody what to do?
Say, hey,
you
got
to do this. You do tell them to shine it up a little bit more, get in a little bit closer, especially these newbies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not the staff sergeant.
Putting them in training.
And then, of course, Sergeant Lowe, you've been on horses your whole life. So
yes,
you're a barrel racer, Corporal Frost, and you're just a cowgirl.
Yeah, I'm just a cowgirl. There you go.
Is that right? So yes. This is kind of like, if you're going to be in the Marine Corps and serve your country, it's kind of a good deal.
This is the way to do it.
This is it. Sometimes we forget that you all have lives before that, too. Mm-hmm. Like many of our Marines have several combat tours, and you don't enlist in the Marine Corps to be on the Mounted Color Guard. It just works out that way.
If I would have known, I would have got on a lot quicker.
Well, that's great. You know what? We really so much appreciate you all being here, first of all, because, you know, Staff Sergeant, we know that you can go any place in the United States. I'm sure there was like five other places you could have gone this weekend.
Yeah, we do get a lot of requests, but the events that we have had really good experiences in the past with, Redding's one of the big ones that we talk about, that I first heard about when I got here. We like to continue to support the best events that we do throughout the year, and then Redding's definitely one of them.
Well, we got even more surprises for next year. We've got a lot of things going on, but that Sheridan, which is right across from the rodeo grounds, we're working that one next. It's full, that. And I realize you got per diem and all that, but I think we can make it fit for that. And then you're close to the horses, too.
Okay.
Again, thank you so much, not just for coming here, but thank you so much for serving our country.
Thank you.
It's I always felt like it was an honor being a Marine. It's an honor serving this country. I was in, for a long time. And people asked me,
33 years.
Asked me what the changes were. And, we changed every weapon system. I mean, we do all that. I mean, everything. I said the one thing that never changes is Marines.
That's true.
Whether you're fighting, whether they're using a flintlock musket, to the latest, mini guns, Marines are always the same.
Mm-hmm.
And just a solid part of America. And that was the best part. I think that's what everybody remembers about the Marine Corps.
Absolutely.
Is our Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. And I want you all to have a great time. And you've got numbers to call just in case anything happens. Nothing that you would happen to you all. But you've got Gordon Bach and Dr. Maria helping you around.
Okay, for rodeo.
Okay, so we'll be seeing you again on Friday.
Yes.
And you're opening tonight. You're going to be bringing in the, of course, the colors, and then tomorrow night when the rodeo starts, and then in the parade Saturday. So if you want to see the Marines, if you want to meet all these great people, all these great Marines, come on down to the pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be there. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with Sheriff Tom Besinkel.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Gina Haspel is one step closer to taking over as CIA director after a vote this morning by the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The vote in the committee was 10-5. Democrats Mark Warner and Joe Manchin crossed party lines and voted with Republicans on the committee to approve the Haspel nomination during a closed-door meeting. The nomination now goes to the full Senate for consideration, setting up a vote on confirmation as soon as this week. The vote in the Senate could be close, with at least two Republicans saying they oppose Haspel's confirmation, citing her role in the use of torture techniques like waterboarding post-9/11. Others say while they have reservations about that very issue, they believe Haspel, who has spent 33 years at the CIA, is qualified to lead the agency. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Donald Trump Jr. has told the Senate Judiciary Committee he couldn't remember whether he had discussed the Russia probe with his father. That's according to interview transcripts released this morning by the Judiciary Committee. The White House continuing to plan for a summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, despite Kim's threat to call the whole thing off. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Kim's threat comes as no surprise.
This is something that we fully expected. The president is very used and ready for tough negotiations, and if they want to meet, we'll be ready, and if they don't, that's okay too.
The intensity of last evening's deadly storms that hit the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic took a lot of people by surprise, including Connecticut resident Jeff Pangaro.
You know, you just saw everything swirling and getting thrown around. I saw the garbage cans go in the backyard, and that was pretty scary.
He spoke with New Haven's WTNH-TV. The fierce storms blamed for at least three deaths. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up about 15 points. The NASDAQ ahead 25. The S&P is up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In a divided world, one leader is on a mission to bring us together. For the first time in history, the Pope opens his doors to address the questions and issues that drive us apart. From award-winning director Wim Wenders comes a conversation with the leader whose faith inspires the world. Don't miss Pope Francis, a man of his word, this Friday. For group tickets, visit PopeFrancisTickets.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says chlorine was likely used as a weapon in the rebel-held Syrian town of Sirakab in early February. Latest report of poison gas being unleashed in the Syrian civil war.
The report from the OPCW's fact-finding mission cited evidence, including two cylinders which had contained chlorine, witness testimony, environmental samples demonstrating the unusual presence of chlorine in the neighborhood, and patients at medical facilities shortly after the incident who showed symptoms consistent with exposure to chlorine and other toxic chemicals. The Syrian opposition said the bombs were dropped by a government helicopter. President Assad has denied his forces are using chemical weapons.
And that's BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting from The Hague. News and analysis at townhall.com. Airline workers at a major airport have been indicted in an FBI sting to smuggle guns and drugs onto aircraft.
Federal prosecutors announced Tuesday that an undercover operation at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport uncovered a plot to smuggle methamphetamine, explosives, and guns onto planes. Several of those indicted worked for Envoy Airlines, a subsidiary of American, and two worked for Spirit Airlines. The sting began at DFW in August of 2016 and continued until February. Those involved thought they were smuggling 66 kilos of meth to airports, including Newark, Phoenix, and Charlotte. Val Dior reporting.
Saying enough is enough, President Trump is calling on Congress to secure the nation's borders, support Border Patrol agents, and stop so-called sanctuary cities and end policies that release individuals that Mr. Trump describes as violent criminals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 16th of May. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What'd you think of that?
Marines?
Wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah. You know what? How can you not like Marines? You know, they've, you know.
Special moment brought to you by, you know, just the whole Marine Corps.
Yeah, brought to you by the United States Marine Corps,
yeah.
United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard here. We have seven of them in here. They're trying to, we have, see, one, two, three women Marines, four male Marines, seven of them. They brought six horses this time. They've got new people that are breaking in, new staff in COIC, two of them from last year, Corporal Frost and Sergeant Cummings.
And a big shout out to Gordon Bach and Maria Salas.
Oh, yeah.
These two dedicate their week to guiding the Marines, and we have a shout-out to Holiday Harbor. They're donating I don't know if they're fly fishing or they're going out on a boat out in the harbor. Thanks to Holiday Harbor and Crown Motors for the car, and the list goes on. Just wonderful things are happening in our community to embrace the Reading Rodeo and the Marine Corps colored. I don't know exactly the
United
word.
United States Marine Corps Mounted.
Mounted Color Guard. Okay. Currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios.
I think they just all marched out.
Yeah, that's right. They mounted out. And no. And so now our high today will be 76, our lows of 55. What we're looking at for today, overnight tonight will be a little bit of chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Tomorrow is also a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, possible after 11. Friday calls for sunny with a high near 88. Friday night, mostly clear with lows of around 57. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, a slight chance of showers again with thunderstorms, also possible after 11 a.m. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with low of around 58. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 84. So we do have scattered showers still throughout the next week. You know, we bring that on because we love the fact that we can keep our earth damp. And I'm sure the animals also enjoy it from the rodeo. The weather's brought to you by Shaft the Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And we also want to thank Bob Belongi at the helm, always our producer here at KCNR 1460 since the very first day. We're so blessed to have Bob with us.
Okay. Hey, our guest today is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Morning.
Great to be here. The kind of a cloudy sky with those thunderstorms. A lot of a light show last night with that lightning, and
Wow. Boy,
did it come down. I guess we had a lot of hail in Shingletown.
Yes.
A little downpour at the street dance at the rodeo grounds.
Well, you know what? If you don't have a little mud you can dance in, What's the fun?
I always worry about the musicians. That's the only thing. I mean, because, you know, it's kind of romantic to dance in the rain.
They're holding electrical devices in their hands.
Yeah, because, you know, that's exactly right. And I've been shocked on stage before, so it's no fun.
I think there's a little song about dancing in the rain.
singing in the rain.
But, you know, hey, he was dancing.
Benny was dancing to it. There's so many things going on. What kind of, when you got a rodeo coming on and thousands of people rolling into town, what kind of, do the different law enforcement agencies kind of band together here?
Yes and no. Primarily, the rodeo grounds are all down at in the jurisdiction of the Reading Police Department. They had officers down there last night, just basically watching, observing, and keeping the peace. And there's always a lot of fun, but they're right there. And, of course, you have some people that may choose to overindulge. And they can also take care of that as well.
They're eating too much barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great community event. Businesses, restaurants are busy. Hotels are full. And you're going to have a great show starting tonight and going through Saturday by the Reading Rodeo Association and some of the top cowboys there as well.
Okay. And that's going to be tonight. It's going to be 40 bulls, 40 bull riders. Coming out tonight.
And we'll see who wins, the riders or the bulls.
Well, it's been a lot lately that the bulls are, I think, the bulls are winning a lot of these battles out there.
Yeah.
But they're going to be great. You got the best bull riders literally in the world are right here in Reading tonight for this extreme bull event. So it starts at 5:30. So get your tickets. It's going to be cleared up and get down around 5 o'clock, and you can watch the Marine Mounted Color Guard. Come in, bring the colors, plus all the other great things are going on, chuck wagon races, and, just it's a whole variety of things. Oh, barrel racing tonight, too.
Yeah, they had a little bit of barrel racing last night, some practicing and running some times and stuff, and you'll have a great show. And don't forget the great big pancake breakfast Friday morning starting about 5 o'clock from the Asphalt Cowboys. You'll be down there on the street corner with broadcasting.
Our regular spot. In fact, we're going to take our stuff down there tomorrow and
come down.
Probably set it up real quick and then come back on Friday morning. And Bob sets up, he and Brenda set up everything.
Come on down and have breakfast with about 10,000 of your friends and neighbors right down in downtown Reading.
Everybody's so friendly. You know, when people think, I'm not going to go someplace where there's 10,000 people.
No, it's classic.
Because I have to wait in line for an hour. No, that's not true. You literally get in a line and you're walking like you're strolling down the street. I don't see anybody just standing there.
Moves along pretty quickly.
Moves. They've got at least two lines going. It's a, you know, that. They're talking how many thousands?
Four lines.
Four lines going. That's right. Four lines going.
Yeah.
And you're flipping pancakes in them, too.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just
I'm in the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. Yes.
How many pancakes are served? I mean,
if you serve 10,000, generally we give two or three. Let's just call it two.
Yeah.
So
20,000 pancakes. And how much batter is that?
It's a lot.
It was like
they usually have a statistics of how many gallons of batter, how many gallons of coffee.
Do they really put beer in the batter?
They do. That kind of fluffs up, makes them very fluffy, gives them a little bit yeastier taste. And, of course, the alcohol all cooks off when it's down there. But it's a little bit of gave up our secret now for the secret sauce in there.
Oh, it's not a secret. Everybody knows. That's hard to keep a secret when you see, like, Asphalt Cowboys taking cases of beer over there and pouring it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of the questions. I'm going to take an early break because I want to get into some of the things that are going on here. I watched the... I know that you and Sergeant Green were out yesterday, your opponent, last night up at Lakehead. Lakehead.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one question that was a good question, and I think people need to hear this, and it's about response time, but I want to do that right after this break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris, situated at 2230 Larkspur. They've been there since 1967. Think about that. They continue to offer the finest and largest selection of Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris vehicles and accessories in the North State. Going out of their way to better serve their customers is the ongoing tradition at Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy-looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Wednesday. Currently 58 degrees. Yes, we are going to have scattered showers today, but our highs will be 76. How are you on this hump day? Wait, why do we call it hump day? I never looked at it as hump day until we started doing
that. Because you're over the hump.
Well,
on the downslide towards
the weekend.
You're up at the very hot top.
I guess,
now you're going over.
If you work from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, I can understand that. But as a musician in my life, our weekends, we worked all the time. So it was never. I never looked at Wednesday as hump day. But anyway, so now I guess we're...
You're kind of like working.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. They've got programs that can have somebody, a trained officer at your business or home in 10 minutes or less. You need to find out about that. They are the largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento with well over 100 officers and over 200 clients. Give them a call, 243-0295. I want to remind everybody about... The
this winter at the second annual Swing with the Legends golf tournament put on by Rick Bassetti and the Colt 45. It's going to have former Major League Baseball stars, including two members of the Hall of Fame. Fergie Jenkins and Raleigh Fingers are going to be there. And all the benefits, all the money goes to benefit the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation and the Reading Colt 45s. For more information, check out their website at Colt 45s Baseball. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Tom, one of the questions I heard was response times. Response times for Lakehead and Shingletown can be over an hour.
That is not, that's not uncommon. Shasta County is a big place. And even if right now we don't have resident deputies there, that's one of my goals, to get resident deputies that actually live back in the area right there. But even if they were there, they could be down covering a call. They could be at the jail booking, and it would still be a long response time. I mean, driving from Reading here to Shingletown, depending on where you go, with good weather, is at least a 30-minute drive.
Does the same person at Rustem have to book them?
Generally, because they have to fill out some – it's not always that way. But generally, yes, they book them. They have to complete some paperwork down there. Sometimes if they can complete the paperwork in the field and give it to another officer, there has to be what we call a probable cause declaration that has to be completed, and the arresting officer completes that.
Okay. I was just thinking, is, you know, you got somebody up there. So even if you have a resident, which means they live in Shingletown, yeah, or they live in Lakehead, or they live in Burney, you have one up in Burney. Do you have one in Burney?
They live in Burney.
Yeah. But is it one officer?
No, there's a number of officers because Burney's is a substation up there.
Okay.
And we have officers assigned up there, and they live in the area. And so they receive a little bit of extra pay for living in that area because Burney especially is 60-plus miles away. And with weather conditions and stuff, it can get isolated.
Okay, so they get extra money for having to live in Burney.
Right. Okay. And if they live in Shingletown, live there, mm-hmm, and or Lakehead, they can receive extra
same
pay
thing
for that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's hard to find officers that want to live in the area. We don't want to assign a new officer that just gets off training because they have to be independent, have to have a good working knowledge since they're working primarily alone in those areas. So we look for an experienced officer that has some tenure and able to handle him or herself.
So what do you think? Well, I know that you're trying to hire.
Oh, absolutely. We have.
Can we hire more deputies right now?
We are working on that. We've been working on that for a while. We have two officers that we have four in training that are just coming off of training right now and filling positions.
You mean the post training
or the field training?
Field training. So they've already graduated from the
academy, and now they're in field training and they're just coming off that. Those are filling positions. They'll be coming available.
Four.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have two in the academy that are graduating in June, and we have two more going into the academy in July, and we have two scheduled for the January academy. So we're doing good.
We're 6, 8, 10. So that's 10 people coming in. Are you losing deputies?
We had some retirements. We had some vacancies. That's what we're trying to get filled up, and that's what we're doing. It's a challenge for recruiting in this era because all the police and law enforcement agencies are looking for that same person, and some of the people that are going to the academies, those are already assigned to agencies, and then we look to recruit what we classify as unaffiliated. So they're putting themselves to the academy and then recruiting, and we have to do the backgrounding and everything.
Do you put people, do you pay for people to go to the academy?
Yeah, the two that are some that have graduated from the academy now and are in training, and the ones that are in the academy now, we're paying for those and going to the academy. And we're recruiting from within the organization. Oftentimes at these young men and women, they're coming out of our jail, and their jail correctional deputies there, and then we're sending them to the post.
You meant the ones that were running the jail, not in the jail.
That's right. Not the inmates. the fine men and women are working very hard in our jail.
That is an unheralded, unappreciated job. I mean, going through the jail like I have.
My hat's off to them.
Seeing what they have to do and seeing that, you know, it's not like, it's like one of them says.
The people that you are in and around, the inmates, and the classification of inmates nowadays, it's a very challenging job, and they do a great job there, and I appreciate them very, very much.
And then you see these guys, because they may be in there for 4, 5, 6 months. They get to know you, not because you're sharing, but just because that's the way it is.
They analyze you, the inmates.
And then they see you as you're walking down the street with your family. There he comes the other way. Well, hey, officer.
Yeah, this is still, even though we have about 90,000 in Reading or so, this is still a small town.
Yeah, there's only so many places people go
right
to. Yeah. So that's a tough job. So you're getting some that way. It used to be you had to go to the jail first.
Right.
And then work in there.
And then under the previous administration, there was a conversion to correctional deputies, mm-hmm. and that continued. And then deputy sheriffs are on the patrol. And so, like, when I started out in my job 39 years ago, you started in the jail, and that was for about 18 months, and you go to patrol.
What's the biggest change in 39 years?
Decriminalization of the penal code. The biggest change has been, in a whole generation, has been AB 109. And then Proposition 47, and the continued efforts by our legislators and our governor to basically decriminalize the penal code and release more people out of prison and less accountability for our jails. And that's having an impact in our community. It's having an impact on our citizens. It's having an impact statewide on crime.
The 60 beds.
Yes.
They've just, you know, you're a captain down at the jail. We've been talking about this for a little while, but he's been trying to come up with different things.
Yeah, we've been working together,
and he keeps going. Yeah,
we've been working on that for quite a while, and my hat's off to him. I'm relentless on getting more jail beds. We presented a plan. I presented a plan at the Board of Supervisors for the 60 beds, converting the courtrooms if we get the courthouse, and I'll cover that in a minute. And then still needing more jail bed space. So the Board of Supervisors approved $1 million to put in showers into the jail. And by adding one shower in each of the housing units, we can boost our capacity by 60 beds. It's not a solution, but it's a step in the right direction, and it'll definitely help.
Was this always there, or had things changed? Because that seems like a pretty simple fix.
Over the years... Through the Board of State Community Corrections, since I became sheriff, we're always asking, hey, can we add more beds to the jail? And the Board of State Community Corrections was, no, 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 you don't have enough space. And so we kept pushing. And then there was a change in their administration as well. And then we went back and started going over the rules line by line and finding what we thought were some areas that we could ask for variances, and we're still told no. And then... they had a new representative assigned to us. Our new representative took a look at it and said, look, you have some square footage, but you don't have enough showers, and here's the rules for showers. But if you add a shower, you can add inmates. And don't know why the past BSCC administration hadn't told us that, but we were looking, and they knew that we were pushing hard to get more beds.
Well,
and
I think probably, well, besides the fact you kept pushing and trying to find, you kept asking, is that, I think maybe it's starting to get back to them that there's a lot of people out here, a lot of the counties and the sheriffs and the jails. We're just inundated with people, and we need help.
We did, but they didn't want to hear about that. I pushed really hard on them. They said, well, we have to look at the impact of statewide, because I wonder if we allow this variance, and then Los Angeles County comes in and wants a variance for like 5,000 inmates. And I said, well, we're not L.A. Let's deal with Shasta County here.
Yeah, and besides, if you can put 5,000 more people in there just by adding shower heads, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So
to me, it makes
that's
sense.
Moving forward. That's going to be going out for bid here very shortly. And we're waiting for the BSCC, the Board of State Community Corrections, to approve the plans. We'll be moving forward and hopefully have those beds in by the end of the year. The governor's budget has the courthouse funding in it. And then we'll
be
making...
Is it the courthouse funding or just for the initial parts of it? Somebody said on the chat room, and I can't tell if it's right or wrong, because people can say anything they want in the chat room, was that that funding...
Right.
It's only right if it comes out of this microphone.
Yeah.
They're saying is that this funding was just to do the preliminary planning and permits, and it wasn't for the building.
I don't believe that. I'm not connected with the courts, but... The funding is for the courthouse. They already have the, as far as I know, they already have the plans primarily developed. And they're ready. They've already raised the old building, and they're ready to move forward with breaking ground and getting going. Of course, they have to get bids and stuff. And when that happens, we want to start developing plans to convert the courtrooms to jail bed space and reprogramming space for programs for rehabilitation.
How many spaces do we realistically need? I remember what you told me like 5 years ago. I kind of remember.
Roughly, if you go out to like 2030, we'd need like, I think, 300 beds.
300 more.
So if we can add this spot with the two courtrooms, that could add anywhere from 60 to 128 beds, depending on design and parts with the usable floor space.
Mm-hmm.
We still need an adult rehabilitation unit, anywhere from 64 to 128 beds. We need a work camp. And when I say we need, just think millions of dollars and how do we come up with that. And then our jail is about 34 years old. They're going to have to look at the county needs to be looking at a replacement jail. If we were to build that jail today, it would, you could take there's 381, so we call it 400 beds. And each bed of a high security jail is approximately, in today's dollars, $300,000 per bed to build it. So that's a lot of money there. You're looking probably over $100 million, $120 million.
Hey, Tom, I'm on the propertyroom.com.
Right.
Okay, so this is something that, you know, I always think about what happens when, you know, people have their claim, but you don't do firearms anymore. I'm not saying firearms aren't here. I'm saying jewelry, cars.
Other property.
Okay.
And gun firearm parts, like, say, a magazine, mm-hmm. scope, or something like that, or a stock. But propertyroom.com, that's one of other companies that law enforcement uses. It was founded by Daryl Gates, former chief of police of Los Angeles Police Department. And so we can take our unclaimed property, evidence property that's been adjudicated that we don't maybe know who the owner is, and can turn it in there. And law enforcement agencies all over California use it, maybe the nation. And then you can go on there and bid on it and buy it. Firearms, we can sell once a year during a period of time in July, and it's only open to authorized federal firearms dealers, okay. And they make a bid on those firearms, and they have to be authorized to purchase them, like their special licensing if you're going to buy an assault weapon, which okay. I don't like that term, but it's
I know.
Legal term. But anyway,
yeah, right.
To buy those, and then they can the dealers can take them into their stock and resell them.
So would this just be from theft, or could it be from bankruptcy? I mean, when all
not bankruptcy, because that's a civil action.
Okay.
So this would be coming in maybe a theft case, and you couldn't identify the owner.
Okay.
It could be
seizure. Could be seizures.
Stuff. Could be seizures, like asset forfeiture seizures from cases, drugs.
Okay.
It could come from found property found some property that got turned in, and you can't locate the owner. And so those are all that conglomeration of. Property.
People, if you're looking for stuff too, like actually they've got cars and Jeeps and tractors and trucks and I mean everything you could possibly. Yeah, I'm looking.
There's some other sites that pose as law enforcement auctions, but I know propertyroom.com deals with governmental agencies and law enforcement.
Wow.
And that's how it was founded from Chief Daryl Gates.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Linda's somehow navigated us right into the page where
Carl, I'm not looking at the
diamonds,
screen.
But
I was going to say, it probably involves diamonds and jewelry.
I went to your site, and then it went to, you know, all the lists of the things that you do, and then all of the, you know, the departments, and then it said property something.
Oh.
So I went on that, and then this came up, and I was like, wow.
And there might be some blingy things on the screen.
This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, premier retirement community. The staff goes above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. We've talked to the people from down there, and they just love it. Gourmet chef provides delicious meals. You have a full-time, people are there, full-time activity director, pet-friendly. They have it all. River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, next to the VA. Clinic right there. And remember what they say. Worry less, smile more. Give them a call, 238-5981.
And a shout-out to Brian J. Martin. He's the CFO there, director.
Yeah.
And he's part of the head of We Back the Blue.
Does so much for that organization.
I've been down there visiting some of the people that reside there, the residents, mm-hmm. and it is a beautiful place.
It is a great place down there.
One lady referred to it as, every day is like being on a cruise ship.
And it's senior living. This is not assisted living. This is senior living. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have cars. They go out and do all types of stuff out there. So if, you know, you might be getting up there a little bit and don't want to have the care and, you know, of taking care of your yard and all those other things. Anyway, River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and families. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. We're going to have scattered showers today. It's currently 58 degrees. Our highs today, about 76. The lows at 55. Shasta Regional Medical Center brings this moment in the show. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking about his regular update of what's going on in the community. We've talked about the beds. We've talked about the response time out in other areas. You know, the response time is just... It's a big county.
It is,
but you're trying to move people into be. You call them what?
Resident deputies.
Resident deputies
in the outlying
so
areas.
They live in the outlying areas. They get paid more because it's in the outlying areas. Kind of a more of a hardship type thing out there. So
they have to make
more
trips
money
into town, shop, and everything.
Sure.
But it's hard to fill those positions, especially we're not seeing as many lateral officers. And part of that is the changes in the retirement system. But the other part is our salary and benefits. And some people don't like to hear that, but. We are, I think, one of the lowest paid agencies here in Shasta County right now, and we do lose officers to other agencies, and that's the responsibility of the Board of Supervisors. I can't negotiate by law. It's actually unprohibited. And that's between the Board of Supervisors and the association, and they need some better pay raises. And they've made deputies have made sacrifices of helping out during the Great Recession in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And gave up some things, as we did as elected officials as well. We gave up things as well to help out the county. So you're not seeing as many layoffs or bankrupting the county.
Well, then let's talk about that. The problem with if you're trying to recruit people, good people, is that they're looking out there and they're seeing what do you start your guys out at, guys and girls?
Roughly around $23 an hour, and then plus other benefits. You get medical and
overtime.
And overtime. But overtime, of course, is getting taxed and everything. But
sure.
By the time you have dues taken out, your medical, your retirement stuff, that goes way down. And
right. So what's your initial deputy is making about how much?
We're looking at just a little over $80,000 a year without overtime.
Include benefits?
That includes that includes benefits. What we usually do is, mm-hmm. for budgeting purposes, we usually figure about $100,000 per deputy per year, including overtime and other benefits.
Now, and people go, well, that's $80,000. But other police agencies.
You're seeing $100,000, $150,000.
The beginning guys.
We're seeing, in Southern California, there's agencies that are offering $25,000 signing bonuses if you come to their agency and sign up to be an officer there. Here locally, Redding is offering a $5,000 signing bonus, and think about going up. City of Eureka is offering a $15,000 signing bonus for recruiting people. And Shasta County has not done that.
Shasta County is offering a tri-tip sandwich.
Maybe.
I'm curious.
Or a ticket to the pancake breakfast.
There you go.
But what is going on with this? Is it because they keep saying this, and I'll move it right to you, mm-hmm. honey. I want to finish on this. Is what's the reason we don't have the money? But I keep hearing this thing. I keep hearing we don't have the money. We don't have the money.
We don't.
Yet.
You're seeing.
What are they doing to get more money?
Well, that's a good call, because we need something to generate revenues. With the Great Recession, property values here in Shasta County are just now returning to about 2006, 2007 levels. Sales tax is about the same level. Well, and we're talking nearly 15 years later, you know.
Don't get me started on property taxes. Ours went up 26%.
Well,
I think everybody needs to. If you haven't looked at your mortgage lately, people, take a look at it.
And the majority
trying to catch it up.
And the majority of that property tax goes to Sacramento.
And, it does.
And then a little bit of it comes back here to the county. So that makes it very difficult for our budget. But fortunately, we do have some board members that are supportive of trying to get more salary and more deputies on the streets, and my hat's off to those board members of working with me and going.
Who's
towards
that?
Supervisor Les Baugh has been a champion the whole time for me, and then also Steve Morgan and Mary Rickert have been very, very supportive of the sheriff's office and the need for more deputies, especially in the outlying area.
So that's 3 out of 5.
Okay.
We have an incredible website, and actually through this entire interview or having you being on as a guest, Sheriff, I've been looking through Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Uh-huh.
And I think if people took a look at the in-depth part of this website, for instance, I'm now on Daily Logs.
Uh-huh.
Explain.
A daily log is our calls for service. And those are what the officers go to that get reported, or they self-generate. And so you might see somebody that Mary Jones reports a burglary to her residence, and the officers put in that they responded and took the report. Or Mary Jones reports a neighbor problem, and it might say in there that responded, gave advice, cleared call. And so those are all public records, and those are on there.
Well, you also have an inmate search. You talk about, you know, the local. I mean, what's happening with the marijuana ordinances now,
mm-hmm. right.
and other in-depth information that if you're, you know, like, well, I heard, well, go online. Well, and
there's some good things
yourself.
On there, too. There's one that's in there called Victim Information Notification Every Day, VINE. And so if you're a victim of a crime and there's a person arrested, and it was mainly made for domestic violence victims,
You can put your name in there, and then you're notified when that inmate is released or moved out of it. And many of the sheriff's offices throughout the state have Vine in the prison system. And so that helps the victims of domestic violence get notified when their assaulter, their abuser is getting released.
You know, I looked on there because every so often you'll see somebody gets arrested and gets arrested and gets arrested. And so it goes around and goes, he's out already, he's out already. And I go in there and I check, see if he's out. And you know what? I found him there. No, he's not out. He's not out.
What they usually see is we do have a list of the inmates that are currently in custody. Mm-hmm. That's updated about every 15 minutes.
Okay.
But when a person gets arrested, sometimes it takes anywhere, depending on the backlog of the bookings, it could take 4 to 6 hours, and then they don't see the name there. Oh, they've been released already. No, they're waiting to get booked. And then they get booked. And if they're held, then they're added to the alpha list.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take a while. And doing everything that we can to expand out jail bed space and get more officers on the streets. And, well, again, working relentlessly on that.
Okay, we're here with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pasinko. We're going to take a break of this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Shasta. Shasta. That's not right. I just I'm leaving now. Say goodbye.
Bob's fading you out.
I'm fading me out. Fade me out.
Big dreams of going tiny? Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. We are giving away a custom-built tiny house RV to one lucky winner. Play our Tiny Living Big Winning Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a brand new custom-built tiny house RV. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. Win 250 free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Wind River Resort and Casino is giving away the house, literally. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing Thursday, May 31st. Grand prize, a tiny house RV from Liberty Cabins. 30 winners, 250 free slot play. Live large in a tiny house RV. Play Tiny Living, Big Winning, Swipe to Win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
That's us.
Are you ready?
It's tonight's opening night. Woo! At the rodeo.
We should have played that.
Yeah, I like that. Rider. That makes me feel like happy. That's kind of like how you should put your feet on the floor and start your day.
This is
one
of those things.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
orange juice and eggs.
Northern Firearms Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, a complete CCW training, the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California, 32 counties, started right here in Redding, California. Check out their website at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction.
Now, after our show, we have about 10 minutes left. We have Generations Radio with Sharon Clark.
That's right.
And then tomorrow will be Trish Clark, of course, and you.
And we will have Sergeant Green, who is also running for county sheriff.
Okay, and then Friday we're live on remote at
Pancake Breakfast.
Pancake Rory Breakfast Gulch. Down in, I want to call it Glitter Gulch, no, because that's what they used to call down Las Vegas, is Glitter Gulch, but it's Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch. Okay.
Okay.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Pasinko.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Multitasker.
Sheriff.
I am.
Sheriff's giving out directions on his phone and all these. Sheriff, what can we expect in the next 4 years? I mean, we've been fighting the same battles, kind of getting the same results.
I'm not saying,
I get it. You know, laying it at your doorstep, but what can we look for?
There's
going to
be an emphasis on getting more deputies on the streets. Our economy is recovering. We need to recover those deputies that we've lost over the years since the Great Recession hit. And we need to get those in our outlying areas like Lakehead, Shingletown, and Burney, but also in our Redding Basin as well. There still is the emphasis on jail beds. 60 beds is not enough, and that'll be an emphasis on trying to move forward and getting the development of the plans for the courtrooms 1 and 2 with the new courthouse going in, and that could have anywhere from 60 to 120-plus beds, depending on there. We have to address drugs in our community. I'm the chairman of the Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. Needs to be an increase of emphasis there with heroin, opioids in our communities, and, of course, the homelessness issues regarding mental health, drugs, and the impacts on our community here. We have to stay connected at the state level on many of the pieces of legislation and potential laws that come out that can impact not only law enforcement statewide and the sheriff's office, but our citizens, our community, our county, and our cities. And that's why I also serve on the board of directors for the California State Sheriff's Association, and I am connected with legislation that's going on there. So those are some of the main issues. I'm ready, willing, and able to serve and continue for 4 years. You're still going to see an emphasis on concealed weapons permits and protecting the gun rights of our fine citizens, and I work very hard on that and have the endorsements of California Rifle, Pistol, and Gun Owners of California, and still work with them very closely there. And we've formed and we'll be kicking off and developing our new records management system. We kicked that off in October. We've been working on that, and that'll provide better statistics and better service and better deployment and get information for our deputies. And, of course, always improving our equipment as well.
Okay.
And we're here to serve the community and serve our citizens and be in touch with them.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, Tom, great to hear you. And again, my congratulations to you on running for another term. I don't know why you'd want to do that. I'm just glad
to serve the people.
Yeah, but again, what an arduous job you have, and we appreciate what you've done for this county and years of service, and we wish you the best in your campaign. And the only question I have is, why in the world do Leonard Modi doesn't get off his ass, excuse me if I get bleeped on that.
But, no, I think we're okay.
And Kehoe, these jerks, they haven't done anything. You've been working your butt off trying to get jails, you know, working night and day, and they can't even get out of their own living room. They're sitting by the TV, clipping their big paychecks and retirements. You know, Lenny Modi, he gets $150,000 a year in retirement. Plus, he gets his $55,000 a month in his supervisor. So, these guys are on the cake, and we got to get rid of them. So, anyway, great for you, and I'll vote for you.
Okay. Thank you very Billy much, Bob. Billy Bob. And I
thought there was going to be a question in there someplace.
But okay. I appreciate your observations.
Okay. The training in this, the sobering center.
Yeah.
I thought we really had a shot at getting a sobering center. What happened there? We've got $147 million, and this doesn't come under you, $147 million going into the Health and Human Services side.
Yep.
Why can't we come up with $1 million to make a sobering center someplace, either in the jail or at or providing the insurance for Hill Country or the...
I offered that, and that's when... the former Chief Paletti was here. We discussed that, and I said, "Hey,
that's what I thought.
We have a sobering center. We're looking forward to have a sobering center." I said, "You know what? Everybody that gets arrested for public intoxication or anything else comes to the jail." I said, "Let's put it there, and then where they need a counselor, a worker to make that connection with the arrestee when they get released from the jail." And then do what we call a warm handoff. If they want some assistance, then they get transported directly to some type of drug and alcohol rehabilitation
center
to do just that, of get them off drugs and alcohol. I offered that. Hey, here we are. Never did take off. We can't. We can't afford this person. We can't afford this. I had the excuses for it. I said, hey, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than building a whole new facility and getting that going.
But we also, the idea behind it was if somebody's arrested for being under the influence, that the policeman could just hand them off, because they said, "Will you go to the sober center?" And if they say yes, we're not going to arrest you then. And then they just hand them off, and then they're back on the street. We're saying it didn't happen. You're saying it didn't happen because of money?
No, they had the funding. They didn't want to get the person hired. They couldn't get it figured out. I said, hey.
Who keeps saying they?
Part of it was, I'm sorry, and I do that all the time as well and challenge people on that. They was basically working through county administration and with Health and Human Services. And they said, well, you know, how do we get the person transported there? I said, hire a transportation service or have a taxi, get an Uber. And as long as that handoff can get them to the sobering center, we can get that going. I said, I'm offering the facility. And with the facilities here, so you don't have more cost for another building. And then if you can get the staff to be there 24/7, because you never know when the bookings are coming in, and then work with getting them convinced and encourage them to get some help and break that cycle of abuse and getting arrested. The drunks and people under the influence with a sobering center, you have to have somebody that's compliant, doesn't have warrants for their arrest. Not getting that, and so that becomes a smaller population that could go to a sobering center like they did have down in San Antonio.
Why can Linda get a ticket for rolling through a stop sign or stoplight very slowly at 6 a.m. in the morning and cost us $500, and I can go out and steal a car, and I can just walk away and not pay anything?
Yeah, there's some there's something wrong with that picture.
You think?
Why is the Why is this happening? Well, people stealing cars after one, after another, after another, after another.
Part of it was, again, AB 109, reducing the charges there and getting those people out of prison. The other part was Proposition 47 that was approved by the voters of California, but not here in Shasta County. And if you steal a car that's worth less than $950, it's a misdemeanor. And a lot of times they're stealing them. We do have a high theft rate. But when you release over 30,000 people out of prison, and then Proposition 47 comes along and you release more people out of prison.
These people that are stealing cars, they're over $970.
Right.
And so when you all catch them, they don't stay in jail, though.
You can't necessarily prove that they're stealing the car, but now you get them in possession of stolen property. Oh. And that's receiving stolen property. And so then that becomes a misdemeanor there. And so that's usually easier to prove in court than, hey, did you steal the car? Because there's usually no witnesses to it. Harder to prove in court.
I'm just frustrating, appalled.
But we need more officers on the street. We need that jail bed space and deal with the issues that are impacting our community, such as drugs, mental health, and homelessness. That's affecting our quality of life here. And that's what I want to work on for the next 4 years.
Okay.
So
Sheriff Thomas Inkle has been our guest. We got about 30 seconds left, Tom.
You know, there's many issues that are impacting our community. There's still a lot of work to be done. And that's why I'm here to continue to run and work on those improvements there. A new individual basically would have to start all over establishing those working relationships and those efforts. And with my experience, 39 years and 12 of serving your sheriff, I want to continue with that. Tons of endorsement. You can go to my website, votebasanco.com, see the endorsements from federal levels, community members. Thank you all for having me. And remember, June 5th, vote for Tom Basanco.
And remember, tomorrow, Sergeant Green, also running for Shasta County Sheriff, will be our guest. So we'll be fair and balanced here as we possibly can. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which you hear.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.